shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
The Herald of Truth broadcast is on the air, a program of spirit and truth dedicated to teaching the way of God more perfectly. These broadcasts contain keys to help unlock knowledge and reveal hidden truths of the Bible in these last days. Christians called to a higher level of understanding will be given Bible-based solutions to their personal as well as national problems. They will want to find out more about their part in God's plan. Our mailing address is Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, and will be given again at the end of this broadcast.
Good evening. This is Brother Mike of Kingdom Identity Ministries, welcoming you to another one of our first of the month live Kingdom Concepts broadcasts. We're being heard tonight over WWCR on both transmitter 3 and 4, that's 4.840 megahertz and 5.890 megahertz, and over radio station WBCQ, 7.490 megahertz. Both of those stations also have an internet feed. You can go to our website, kingidentity.com, and then go to our radio page, and you'll see the links there for their live broadcast on the internet. And we also have a button on our website there. If you'd like to participate in tonight's broadcast, which will be an interesting one on health and very informative, you can call 877-924-7722. That's toll free, 877-924-7722. You can remember that by 877-YAWS-RACE. For our foreign listeners and also those who would like to dial direct, you can call 678-949-5091. I'll announce those later in the broadcast. As I said, tonight's broadcast will be on the subject of health. My guest is a chiropractor who's been over 30 years in the chiropractic and natural health and nutritional therapy field. He's also a believer in our identity as true Israel. And I'd like to welcome to the broadcast Dr. Scott Preeb.
Hey, thank you, Mike, for having me on.
Well, we have a big subject tonight. Why don't we get started with a little bit more information on your background, but also how you differ from establishment medicine and also how you differ from the popular health industry concepts that are done through health food stores, et cetera.
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I have 10 years of college and 3 degrees. One is chiropractic. And of course, chiropractic, you know, deals with the nervous system, but it deals with the whole body also. And I went through school, and I had an undergraduate course in nutrition, which was 60 hours. And then at Palmer College of Chiropractic, I had another course, which was another 60 hours. And that ended up being 120 hours of training in nutrition. The medical doctors have maybe 3 hours. Not very much. And even with the 120 hours, it did not prepare me for what I would learn later on. And, of course, I was taught that ascorbic acid was vitamin C, that alpha-tocopherols or mixed-tocopherols were vitamin E, that thiamine mononitrate or thiamine hydrochloride was B1, and of course, that's not correct. And of course, there are people right now who are very upset when I just said that. And of course, there's a good reason for that, that it's not correct, is that most of the knowledge of nutrition, of vitamins, was being learned in the 1920s and 1930s, before politics and money got involved and chemistry. And of course, the person who discovered ascorbic acid in 1932, Gorby there, you know, he isolated just one of the factors of the vitamin C complex. And he looked at some names he was going to name it, and he eventually ended ascorbic acid. And he won the Nobel Prize for that. And of course, he came back later and said it would not cure scurvy. And he said, something's missing. And he was correct. He said, you know, I'll use, green peppers or things like that, and I can get people over, scurvy or other problems. But I use pure ascorbic acid, and it won't work. And, of course, you can make ascorbic acid by taking corn syrup and sulfuric acid, and you make the formula for ascorbic acid. But it's just an acid. And you say, well, how can that be? Well, you're missing the other factors that were not known back in 1932. You're missing bioflavonoids, rutin, J factors, K factors, P factors. You'd be missing other things like this, tyrosinase, which is known as blood copper, which is a trace mineral activator of the C complex. When I look at a vitamin bottle and it says, 1,000 milligrams of ascorbic acid, well, that's all it is. It's just ascorbic acid. And then they add a pinch of rose hips and call it all natural. But the problem is ascorbic acid, when you look at the medical journals, has side effects. One being rebound scurvy. And of course, why is that? Well, because ascorbic acid made in a laboratory is just an acid. It's not a mineral. It's not a nutrient. It does not have all the factors, and it can't work. And of course, it causes rebound scurvy because for the ascorbic acid to work, it has to rob from the body the other factors. So think of vitamin C complex, which would be from food. Think of it as a car, okay? And maybe ascorbic acid is just the body of the car. But you're missing the other factors. Let's say the J factors are the tires. The P factor is the engine. The J factors is the transmission. Rutin could be the seats. You don't have that. You just have the body of the car. So it just can't work. Other side effects of ascorbic acid would be, problems with mineral absorption, problems with diabetes, because ascorbic acid can damage the pancreatic beta cells of the pancreas, which produces insulin. And it goes other factors also. And, so it's not a nutrient. It's just an acid. And it acts more as antihistamine. Where you take alpha-tocopherol or mixed tocopherols. Well, all that is the outer layers of the E-complex. So they take a tanker of vegetable oil and they bring it to the factory and they put it through a distillation process, which is, 212 degrees distillation steam. They put it through, different solvents and they end up with just the cough rolls. That is, if a banana, let's say for example, is vitamin E complex, then all that's left is the banana peel. And the vitamin, and the cough rolls will cause a vitamin E deficiency. And it's 99% ineffective. Back in the 30s, Volt Mueller, was a Danish scientist, very well known. And he was asked, is there a difference between the tocopherols and unrefined wheat germ oil for vitamin E content? And he said, well, I don't think so, but let me, go and study this and do tests. And he came back and he said, not only is there a difference, but that the tocopherols does not work and causes deficiency problems as if you have a vitamin E deficiency, and the only real true vitamin E complex would be from unrefined wheat germ oil. And in one of the medical journals, there were two medical doctors arguing with each other. talking about, you know, problems with the vessels and problems with blood clots and things. And then one doctor said that the vitamin E worked, and another doctor said it does not work. And it was a very heated debate. And of course, they were both correct. And as Paul Harvey said, now you know the rest of the story, because one was using tocopherol, which does not work, and one was using unrefined retrim oil. And of course, with women having problems with miscarriages, they're usually lacking vitamin E, because vitamin E is important for producing hormones and to keeping the estrogen and progesterone at the right balances. And so what's happening in our society, and has for decades, especially with the refining of grain, the refining of rice, they remove the bran and the germ, and especially they have a lot of nutrition, a lot of minerals and vitamins, and the vitamin E complex. And of course, when you make white bread, you make white rice, you're just getting nothing but starch, and you're missing these important factors for health. And one is vitamin E. You're missing the B complex, which is very important for mental stability, for digestion, to produce hydrochloric acid and pepsinogen from the chief cells of the stomach, because we need to produce acid that would break down protein. So a lot of digestive problems is you don't have enough B complex. Of course, what happens is you can't produce enough acid to break down the proteins, and the food sits there, putrefies, and creates its own acids. And of course, you have to have a good B complex, and you have to drink water with meals to cleave the hydrochloric acid to work better. And of course, most of the B complex out there is synthetic. That means it's chemically made. And they make, like, say, B1, which is known as thiamine. Synthetic would be, again, thiamine mononitrate or thiamine hydrochloride. And that's made from coal tar. Coal as in you're barbecuing and you're using coal. C-O-A-L, coal tar. It's a very toxic way. It's very toxic to make it. And it can't work. It's so foreign to the body, it can't grab on the phosphorus. It can't go through the Krebs citric acid cycle to produce energy. It just can't work. There's all kinds of problems with it. And most of the B complex in the stores, the health food stores, is synthetic. You know, I train doctors in this information. And so, of course, I'll have vitamin companies come and want me to, quote, sell their vitamins. And, of course, their vitamins are the best, right? It's always the way it is. I remember one company came to me and they said, look, if you just stop using standard process laboratories nutrients, we'll give you 150, I know, and they said, I'll give you $350 of free nutrients from our company if you just carry our brand. And it wasn't about carrying anyone's brand, it's about what works. Now, I'm not a vitamin salesman, like in the health food stores. What I have is what works for the patient. Just like if you're a mechanic and you have someone come in, let's say, with a Mercedes and, a certain model, and they need a starter, your job is to get the proper starter for that particular, model of that car or make, whatever they call it. And that's your job. Well, my job is to understand how the body works and what happens when it's not working right. And, of course, the body tells you with signs and symptoms, you know, things like this, blood chemistry is off, et cetera, et cetera. And, of course, then I'm supposed to do is train the patient, number one, how to eat correctly and give them the proper food supplements to get the body back online.
Is it possible to eat correctly with store-bought food, with all of the pesticides and GMOs, et cetera?
That's a real good question. course, the GMOs, a lot of them are made, but the seeds are made by Monsanto, a lot of the seeds. And, of course, Monsanto has given us Agent Orange, which, of course, they say is perfectly safe. They gave us dioxin, which is the most lethal pesticide known to man. And, of course, now they have Roundup. And they even spray Roundup pesticide on wheat before they harvest it so the berries come off the wheat stalks easier. But, of course, it has a big problem with cancer causing a problem with Roundup. Also with digestive problems and spruce of the digestive tract, and it's just a mess. And of course, the GMOs, which is known as a genetic modified organism, and of course, Hillary Clinton says they're perfectly good for you. Well, why would she say that? Well, she's corporate, and she gets money like her husband did from Monsanto to run to be the president, etc. And of course, just follow the money. And it's an interesting, well, if your viewers would get a pen and paper, I'll give you some websites and YouTube videos to watch to kind of get up to speed if you don't understand a lot of what I'm talking about. But this is a lot of information. But there's one great video to watch. It's on YouTube. Just go to YouTube. And under search, you're going to type in this sentence. You're going to type in Seeds of Death, Unveiling the Lies of GMOs. I'll say it again. Let's type in under search for YouTube, Seeds of Death, Unveiling the Lies of GMOs. I must have like 20 or so different documentaries on GMOs. And I trace it also through Acres USA, a magazine that comes out once a month. They're out of Texas. And of course, in our country, in America, the companies that come out with these pesticides or anything else, they have to prove that their products are safe. Which is very convenient. If you want to make a lot of money, all you got to do is just, let's say, manipulate facts or cover up facts, and you can make billions of dollars. And of course, Monsanto does experiments on rats, and they end the experiment at 3 months, and say, well, our GMOs are fine, and of course, Roundup is fine. But what's interesting, after 4 months, they have huge tumors. I mean, they're big, especially of the kidneys and the mammary or breasts on these rats. And the
apparently they're more awake in European countries. I just read tonight that 19 European countries are opting out of growing GMO crops, even though the European Union has now approved them, I suppose, because of pressure from Monsanto and others.
Oh, absolutely. I remember, or actually in this one video I recommended, some scientists from, I believe it was Scotland at this university, did studies on the GMOs and came out and said that they're not fit for human consumption and the problems that they were causing. And within 2 days they were fired. Why? Because Monsanto called the Prime Minister of England, Tony Blair, and within 2 days, these scientists and teachers at this college were canned. And it was interesting that the scientists came back and said, it's interesting how you can pay for science. It's all manipulation and money. And that's the problem in this field of health. There's so much nonsense out there, so much paid for faith for false science, that you have to be really well read and know the foundational truths to understand who's telling the truth and who isn't. And my background leads to this, because after 10 years of college, I graduated in the year before I graduated, I learned about a man, a doctor named Dr. Richard Murray. And he was a genius. And he understood clinical nutrition. He understood why people got sick, what was causing the problems, and what it took to get them better. And the reason he was so good is that he learned from Dr. Royal Lee. And Dr. Royal Lee was out of Wisconsin. He became a dentist, not because he wanted to work on teeth, but because he was very interested in the equipment. He was an engineer. He also was an absolute expert in nutrition and food supplements. The guy was a genius. And he founded Standard Process Laboratories out of Milwaukee for doctors. Of course, they eventually moved their offices to Palmyra, Wisconsin, where they have their organic farms. And I have all of Murray's work, I have all of Lee's work, and et cetera. I have books going back to the 1800s and then to the present. But the major research in nutrition was like the 20s and 30s and 40s. And there were great men like Pottinger, a very famous MD from California, who did experiments on cats. And the cats he fed raw tripids or meat scraps and organ meat raw, and he gave them raw milk and cod liver oil. They all developed from generation to generation with no problem. Their bone density was consistent. Their facial and bone formation was consistent. They gave birth, no problem. Then he had two more groups. And of course, in the second group, he cooked like a third of their meat organ scraps. So he denatured them. He gave them pasteurized milk, you know, things like this. And in the third group, he did even less nutritious food. And summarizing it up, by third generation, these cats gave birth to stillborn kittens. And they had problems with asthma, you know, lung problems, pneumonia, fatigue, all kinds of problems were developing. Their facial bones were smaller, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what's really happening to us in America for a number of decades. And Pottinger, I have his book, and he was back like in the 30s. And of course, there's another famous doctor, Dr. Weston A. Price. He was a dentist, and he went all over the world in a 10-year period in the 30s. And he would go back, way back, like up in the Alps, where the only way to get up there is with a single path. You could not even take a cart up there to a village where whatever you ate had to be grown and raised. So they had raw milk, raw butter, eggs. They grew their vegetables, et cetera, et cetera. They had great health. They had really no tooth decay, no tuberculosis. It really was any crime. These people were healthy physically and mentally. There were no crowding of teeth because they had the proper nutrition, so their jaw would grow out like it should be, and they'd have a full set of teeth and no crowding of teeth. And his book, you can still get today. You want to go to his website. His website, of course, is www.westonaprice.org. I'll say it again. Weston, Weston, A as in apple, Price, Price.org. And that website is out of Washington, D.C. It's a great website. You can go to different topics like soy. Of course, soy, which is not fermented, is very bad for you. Giving soy formula to infants, drinking soy milk, it's not good. You know, little girls at 5 years old can start menstruating because their body's flooded with plant estrogens. You know, boys trying to grow up, how can they reach puberty when they're full of plant estrogens? They can't do it. And of course, with raw soy, you have problems with mineral blocking phytates, blocking mineral absorption. You have a problem producing T3 and T4 thyroid hormone. You have cancer-causing properties with soy, raw soy, and, you know, other things. And also, it's an incomplete protein. Now, soy sauce is fine if it's fermented. When you ferment it, you destroy these bad properties. And, but of course, the Weston A. Price Foundation, their website, I give it to all my patients because, let's say you want to know about the cholesterol, what's going on. Does cholesterol cause heart disease? No, it does not. We need cholesterol. We need good saturated fats, not to get Alzheimer's, not have dementia. We need cholesterol to produce hormones, et cetera, et cetera. And you can go to Weston A. Price and look at their cholesterol topics. Beautifully done. There's no longer a debate about this. Make an example of this. Back in 1984, I go to one of my blood lab books for medical doctors and chiropractors and osteopaths. And you look, let's say for example, you look at an age group of 40 to 49. So if you're 40 to 49 years old, your total cholesterol in 1984 could be from 160 to 320 and be normal. 320, normal. It's high normal, but it's still normal. 1985, everything changed. It's 200 or below. Well, what changed? Nothing really changed. But the new anti-cholesterol drugs came out. And we gotta sell these babies, right? So how do you sell them? You make everyone have a problem. You're low the level. And that's what was it about. That's what it's about. And all the research, and I knew then it was a scam going on. One doctor, he worked at, Vanderbilt Medical University as a teacher. I have one of the books, I think called The Cholesterol Conspiracy. And on the front of the cover, he said, it's the greatest conspiracy of the 20th century, if not any century. And he was right. So what's causing problems with cholesterol going up? Well, you know, refined carbs, refined sugar. The liver can only hold so much glycogen every day. So instead of having maybe too many years ago, you maybe have 5 pounds of honey in a year. There was no refined sugar, no fructose, no beet juice, all right, which is high sugar content. So you maybe have 5 pounds a year of honey. Well, what happens is when you overload your system with maybe, let's say people are having 200 pounds of sugar a year now, and it's refined carbs, it has to be processed into the liver as glycogen and pushed out as fatty acid. That's the problem.
I guess your solution is natural supplements that are food-based plus a correct diet. Is that what you treat your patients with?
Well, that's it. I go through an extensive scan. It's 7 pages. It's pretty much checking off boxes of signs and symptoms. And what are they eating? What are they drinking? You know, things like this. What are their problems? And then we try to have them try to train them to eat correctly, which is not hard. But, you know, people like their sugar. They like their soda pop, and it makes it difficult. And then so we try very hard to get them to eat correctly, which is easy. And then I recommend the proper food supplements to improve the health of the body and for the body to repair itself. You know, I don't cure any disease. Looking at disease as being like a germ attack your body. Well, I look at it differently. And if you don't eat correctly and you're lacking nutrients, your body will be sick. And the body's saying, feed me, and I'll be better. And that's really what it comes down to. Of course, other training I have would be too advanced for the listeners. It's like trying to teach someone in kindergarten quantum physics when they don't even know what numbers are yet. It takes a transition of learning. I know when I went with Dr. Murray in Florida, who taught me clinical nutrition, I was 35 years old. He says, Preeb, you won't even understand this stuff fully until you're in your 40s. And he was correct. And that was through constant reading of great, great doctors. Like I said, Price and Pottinger. I talked all of Lee's work, all his articles I've read, and all the Murray stuff he wrote about. Even went back to Crichton's work, a famous MD from England who exposed the fraud of the vaccine program. And other ones like Cruikshank back in the 1800s. I have Jenner's original work on cowpox and smallpox, which is nonsense. And so it comes down to this. So what about diet? All right? Well, you need plenty of vegetables every day.
I understand that the vegetables of today don't have the nutrients that they did in years past, decades or centuries ago.
Well, that's correct. The work by Howard from England on soils, he's an agronomist, or Albrecht from the University of Missouri, an agronomist of this century, of also this century. I have all their works that you have to have healthy soils to have healthy food, healthy people, and healthy livestock. And the soils have been declining severely the last, 100 years. And of course, we practice the big lie of thinking that we can use chemical fertilizers, which are petroleum-based, and they destroy the soil. And then we poison the soil with herbicides, pesticides, and fungicides. Because if the plant's unhealthy, the weeds and the insects will go for it because the frequency is all wrong. So in a sense, nature is trying to protect us from inferior crops. But we spray the crops with poison, and then we deliver it to the stores, and of course, the rest is history. These chemicals cause cancer and all kinds of problems. So what you need to do is try to do, properly raised vegetables, which is organic. And all organic means is you're just doing what everyone has done for thousands of years before the chemical companies took over and taught the farmer to use their poisons and their, it just doesn't work. And the soils burn out anyways with these synthetic fertilizers. So eventually, to survive, the system will fail. This chemical farming will fail and is failing. In Europe, if you're going to market something, it's not the manufacturer has to prove it's safe. The scientists or the government has to prove that it's safe. It's a big difference of liability. And so, as we know here, just follow the money. And of course, the politicians will make the laws to favor the big business, which pays them to pass the laws. This is how it is today. The billionaires rule, and they, and of course, people who work for Monsanto would now work for the government in the FDA or whatever, and the people who work for the government would now work for Monsanto. It's a revolving door. It is with the drug companies. It's a revolving door. So one hand washes the other. And it's just crazy.
A lot of the problem, of course, is what you mentioned, diet and synthetic supplements. But another big problem is that our people are going to doctors for symptoms and they're being treated with drugs. What would you recommend to get off of the establishment medicine and back to a natural regimen?
That's a good question. Okay. Now, if my patients, I may send to surgery. I may say, you need this medication because they've gone so far in destroying their body that now we have to have a medication to save their life. It's just the way it is. But you have to eat correctly. And getting properly grown food is important. Getting meat that's grass-fed, chickens that are free-range, is what you want to do. You can do the best you can. You know, drink water, well water, spring water. You know, fluoride, chlorine in the water is not good. It's just, there's no debating that at all. Fluoride is very poisonous. It does not stop tooth decay. That was a big farce from the beginning. If you go back to Rockefeller for that, because the tailings of aluminum mining is sodium fluoride. They want to get rid of it. Let's put it in the water systems. And let's say it's good for your teeth. But that ship has sailed. It does not stop tooth decay. Now, you want healthy teeth, and you got to eat properly. And if you get raw milk, get raw milk. It's very healthy for you. Once you pasteurize it, you destroy all the enzymes. Then you homogenize it, which makes it worse. It's phlegm-producing. You can't stay healthy on that. So what you want to do is plenty of vegetables. You want protein every meal. It's not much. Let's say someone who's 120 pounds probably needs 9 ounces of protein a day. Well, what does that mean? Well, 2 eggs is 3 ounces. Well, it's not much. And in Latin, protein means primary, very important. You need saturated fats. We're dying for saturated fats, especially omega-3s. We tend to get, we should be 1 omega-3 to 1 omega-6. What's happening is we're getting like 16 to 20 omega-6s to 1 omega-3. That's not good. So what you want to do is you want things like coconut oil and olive oil. Those are the best oils to have. The others are not. What you want to do is, you can even do coconut oil, take a couple teaspoons or a tablespoon a day, even more if you want. You know, take it orally. You just put a spoonful in your mouth, and it'll just melt in your mouth. And that's been looked at for helping dementia and helping with Alzheimer's. Because the brain is mostly fat, and that's what we need to be healthy. You know, 200 years ago, what did you have to eat? You had eggs from your chickens. You had your meat from your grass-fed cattle. You had your pigs. You had your chickens. That's what people had. You grow your garden. You put things away for the winter. And you get some citrus if you can. And that's pretty much what it was. But today it's all processed foods. A lot of sugar. Let's get a Big Mac and a soda. Okay, and let's supersize that, and it's just not good.
You mentioned to me on the phone once that curing symptoms like breast cancer and pneumonia were pretty easy with the methods that you use, and you want to speak to our listeners about that?
Well, it's like, what's pneumonia? You know, like Dr. Murray would talk to me and says, you know, you go to the hospital with pneumonia, and they can't find pneumococcus until 2 days later. Well, if it causes pneumonia, then it should be there from the start. But now you're getting into work by Bichamp, Antoine Bichamp, very famous microbiologist of the late 1800s. He was with Pasteur at the same time at the same university. And, of course, Pasteur admitted he was wrong about the role of the microbe, but Bichamp was correct. And so the microbe, function is to eat dead cells. But that's getting into things I really want to talk about because that's really, really heavy stuff. You have to understand the work of Bastian and Virchow and what's going on with that. Of course, with going into pneumonia, and I would get pneumonia quite a bit when I went to college. I would get run down, overworked, and not eat right. I didn't know how to eat right. You know, 20 years old, I knew nothing. I grew up on sugar, like most kids did. And then when I met Dr. Murray, and I saw all the information, I never got pneumonia again. I know what to do. And when I did get it for the first time after graduating, I was taking the nutrients I needed, and I still wasn't getting over it. And I called Dr. Murray and said, you know, I think this, this, and this, and this. He said, okay, you're doing everything right. Just triple it. And within 2 days, 3 days, you'd be over the crisis and you'd be fine. And I was. The difference is between doing the nutritional end, my lungs healed and I was healthier for it. But with antibiotics block 3 of the 4 stages of repair. Yes, you'll get over it, but you're not healthier for it. And eventually the antibiotics won't work. And I would tell patients, okay, get an antibiotic because they're not going to do what I say. And they're not going to go home and rest and take off of work. But if you're not going to do that, then forget it. You have to rest. This can be very serious. You know, things like breast cancer and stuff. You know, when you talk about cancer, you're talking about the end result of chronic poisoning and, in a sense, chronic malnutrition. And you say, well, gee, you know, we eat every day. We have food galore. But it's so denatured. The nutrients are not there. So we have, what, 50% of people will get cancer, type 2 diabetes, you know, dementia. It just goes on and on. It's so bad now. Like Dr. Dash, D-A-S-H, his website, he's an MD. He talks about needing iodine not to have breast cancer. And he's correct, because iodine is needed for the cells to replicate. So we're looking at these problems. It's not a disease, but malnutrition causing this fallout in problems. But then again, you know, what kind of iodine do you use? You know, how much do you take? I remember a patient of mine called from Boise, Idaho, and he saw a preacher on the web saying that, you know, adults should take like 160 milligrams of iodine. I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, 50 milligrams can kill you. Look up, you know, Kaber's Medical Dictionary, or I'm sorry, look up the Merck, a physician's death reference, and look up iodine toxicity. And 50 milligrams could kill someone, you know, an adult. And this preacher is recommending, you know, like 167, whatever it is, milligrams because of the meltdown of the nuclear power plant in Japan. It seems like everyone's an expert. And, of course, iodine was used, the Lugol solution was used with the Gerson clinics for cancer treatment. And Dr. Max Gerson was a famous medical doctor who had good success in treating cancer patients, and giving them organic food, particular 2 types of juices they would make fresh from organic produce. But people don't realize that also the medical doctors would do chemotherapy or radiation or whatever, because some of these cancers would be so aggressive that you had to slow them down, and which it's just the way it is. So cancers can be very difficult.
Of course, I'm sure that you wouldn't recommend anybody without the training like you've had in the field. Perhaps some of our listeners have a question, and I'd like to give out our phone number again. They can call toll free at 877-924-7722, 877-YAWS-RACE, or they can dial direct at 678-949-5091. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, when I help people, I have them send a disclaimer that I'm treating them in sickness or in health to help with nutritional problems in the body, to upgrade the quality of food in their diet and nutritional supplements. So their MS gets better. Well, that's just coincidence. You know, MS, they look at it as a virus and they say there's no cure for a virus. Well, I'm not going to disagree with that. But I look at a problem with, definitely with the nervous system problem from a lack of nutrition. And I give the body what it needs to repair the nervous system. And so, you know, and I say the patient says, like, cure of MS. Oh, no. You know, MS is incurable. That's what the MDs say. I'm not going to argue that. So it's understanding that I see something different, and I give the food supplements, and I give the proper nutrition, and I give raw milk. You know, I mean, I don't give it, but I encourage them to get it, because in raw milk, you break down lactose to glucose and galactose. And galactose is needed for sheath repair. And it's interesting, back in Vienna, like 1861, I forget it, I have it in my notes, that the first case of polio showed up. Because was it polio or MS? I think it was polio. Because what happened, they started to refine the grain, to take the B complex and vitamin E and minerals out, and they started pasteurizing the milk. And so these problems start showing up when you start to devitalize the foods so the body doesn't have what it needs to stay healthy. So the one man I respect greatly is Dr. Melvin Page. Dr. Melvin Page. And he has the Page diet. And all it is eating plenty of vegetables, you know, protein every meal, and you want, you know, things like saturated fats. And so if you need to lose weight, you're not going to want to have the high carbohydrate or high glycemic index vegetables like corn, white potatoes, beans, things like this. They're like in the 21 to 24% glycemic or sugar index. Not to say they're bad for you, but a lifetime of eating incorrectly, the body just can't tolerate it. So you want to stay on vegetables that are less glycemic or less carbs. Like sweet potatoes would be 6% or less carbs compared to white potatoes, who are up around the 21 to 24%. And you can drop weight very easily and get healthy again. And it may take sometimes a month or two to start dropping the weight, because it takes that long to get the body back online to being healthy again. And you want to exercise. You want to walk. Running can be just too hard. So walking, you know, a couple miles a day or 3 days a week, you want to at least do at least 30 minutes to get your system up and running. And you do well. Trying to think what else someone touch on it.
Well, perhaps some of the ladies in our audience would be interested in natural foods and supplements to ease childbirth.
Well, childbirth, of course, they definitely need folic acid B12, because if you don't have adequate, you know, folic acid, you're going to get like cleft lip for the infant or other problems, spinal bifida, things like this. But the problem is, the kind of nutrients they're getting are pretty much synthetic. That's the problem. And the health food store doesn't have too much to offer when you start looking at the labels. It just doesn't have it, which is frustrating. And of course, they go to the health food store or Walmart, and they kind of play eeny, miny, miny, mo and pick what they want, but it's difficult. And yeah, it's hard to touch on some of these things because they don't have a source to go to. That's the problem.
Well, I guess they have you. Would you like to give out an email address or some other contact information if somebody wanted to consult you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. And, of course, what it is we're correcting the diet, and we're correcting we give this the food supplements, which is high trophic value supplements, high healing value. And it's just getting the body where it needs to get back online. And my email would be Dr. Scott Preeb. That's Dr. D.R. Scott, S-C-O-T-T, and Preeb. That's P as in Peter, R as in rabbit, I, E as in Easter, B as in boy, E as in Easter, @yahoo.com. And that's Dr. Scott Preeb @yahoo.com. Again, you know, cancer is very serious. I had a friend call me, and his daughter had breast cancer over the summer, and now it's in her brain and spinal cord. And he called me. We've been friends for a very long time. And I gave him ideas to help her. And of course, the medical doctors have pretty much given up on her. And, but she's in a state of mind where she doesn't want to do anything. And, again, it's trying to get the quality of food and things back in and to reverse things. And it's hard.
Is there anything you'd recommend that people avoid, both in the grocery market and in the health food store?
Again, it's just pretty much all packaged foods is not as nutritious. It's interesting is that when you make food yourself, a meal yourself, it's more nutritious. When you start using packaged foods, it gets less. And so the more you can do yourself, get fresh produce, the better off you are. You know, cleaner meat if you can. Again, what you want to do is you want to network with people who are getting back to doing things correctly. And you'd be surprised what you can find. People say it's too expensive. I go to the farmer's market, and I may spend, you know, $20. And I come back with, you know, a lot of vegetables, some protein, eggs, and it's heavy. Those packages are heavy, and it'll last a week. And I get 2 gallons of raw milk a week, and I get it right from the ball tank.
I know when I was growing up, my mother and most mothers would make meals from scratch. Today, the girls can hardly cook at all. They get something that's prepared and just heat it up.
Well, that's it. It's from scratch. I watched a little commercial on Free Speech TV, and it said that making from scratch is the most healthiest. And they said, you know, who's going to make French fries every day? You're not going to do that. It makes a mess. It makes a mess of your stove. You may do it every 6 weeks. What happens is they can go to McDonald's or whatever and get them every day. It's just not the way to do it. You know, if you get butter instead of margarine, use coconut oil, use olive oil, you know, salads, you know, iceberg salad is not as nutritious at all. You know, just things like that. Don't do soda pop. You know, just do water. You know, grape juice and stuff is just sugar. You know, I drink raw milk or I drink water. That's pretty much it. And you know, I do vegetables. And of course, sometimes I'll get, you know, a meal in a bag because I'm just so exhausted. It has, you know, vegetables in there. You know, it has some meat. Of course, you gotta do what you gotta do. Staying away, you know, just do that. It's more difficult now. I've been doing this for over 30 years. Dr. Murray, who trained me, and he learned from Dr. Royal Lee. So Lee trained Murray. Murray trained me in private. And Dr. Murray saw in his 34 years, it was just harder and harder to get people better because the food was worse. The soils had degraded. More pesticides, herbicides, fungicides. And now we have GMOs. We are at a pinnacle in history where not only is the food being destroyed and the soil and the environment, but the corporate structure of the world with these billionaires and corporations, etc., the banks who run the country and Wall Street, all coming to a head.
And economic problems certainly put stress on the people, and I know stress is a contributing factor to the poor health. We're
exactly
right about at the end of the program. Do you have some concluding thoughts, and would you like to give your email address again?
For your listeners in Ireland or Germany, I'm looking for an associateship as a chiropractor and nutrition. I'm also looking to lecture in Europe on clinical nutrition, vaccinations, GMOs, etc., and how the body repairs itself. I have a PowerPoint presentations all prepared. if any of your listeners might may have opportunities over there, they can get a hold of you. If they can get a hold of you or me at my email, which again is drscottpreeb@yahoo.com, and that's Preeb, P as in Peter, R as in rabbit, I, E as in Easter, B as in boy, E as in Easter, Preeb. My thoughts are this: you want to really, you know, listen to Free Speech TV, Link TV. That's where you get the truth about what's happening politically in the country and economically. And just have hope, though, because we're the 99%. You know, we're it. And we outnumber the 1%, which is even less than that. And it's going to change. So don't be discouraged. And for B complex, at least get some brewer's yeast, which was, that doesn't taste great, but that's all B complex. And, Lewis Laboratories, I remember, has a good brand. Again, my website is drscottpreeb@yahoo.com. But we need to talk again. This stuff is, that is so much
information. Oh yeah, I'd like to have you back, but we're at the end of the program now, and I'd like to thank you for being my guest, and we'll have you back in the future. Thank you.
My pleasure, Mikey. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We pray that your spiritual ears have received today's message and that you are fed with strong meat relevant to solving the needs of our nation and Christian civilization everywhere. Herald of Truth is sponsored by Kingdom Identity Ministries through the financial support and prayers of listeners like you who love the truth of God's Word and want to see it broadcast throughout the land to awaken His people. If you would like a CD of today's message, tell us the date and station to which you are listening and send a donation to cover our cost plus help with radio time to Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602. We would appreciate donations made by our international listeners to be in U.S. funds. For a free introductory packet of information, including our doctrinal statement of beliefs, plus lists of books and tapes to aid you in your study of biblical truth, write Kingdom Identity Ministries, Post Office Box 1021, Harrison, Arkansas 72602, USA. Or request this material by calling 870-741-1119. That's 870-741-1119. Visit our internet website by going to www.kingidentity.com. Type www.kingidentity.com. We invite you to listen regularly to Herald of Truth broadcast for more dynamic messages proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom at this same time and station.